Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, while the world is consumed by conversations relating to artificial intelligence, some forward-thinking businesses are embracing VR. As tech innovation continues, what does the workplace of the future look like? I spoke to Newstalk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, and asked her where and when virtual reality and augmented reality were being used.
It's more prevalent than you might think. A lot of companies have been utilizing it over the last number of years in an experimental scenario, but also because of the pandemic, a lot of companies had to rely on this technology to progress with their innovations. The most famous example I could give you is Sphere in Las Vegas, the venue that cost
$2 million. Have both been there.
And it is stunning and it is incredible. And we could talk about that for 6 hours, but that was in the works for a long period of time. The construction began, the pandemic hit, a lot of things were put on pause. But the producers of the U2 experience at Sphere had to rely on virtual reality to try and work out what things were inside that spherical dome. So not only were they getting this video content to display to the audiences, when it was in pre-production and production, they were using VR to try and see what it would look like, what the experience would feel like. And that is a prime example of it. But to bring it more locally, at the moment, if you are, say you're doing up your living room and you want to buy a new couch, obviously you can't bring the couch home to see what it looks like in the room. A lot of retailers give you the option on their phone.
You can place it in the room.
With augmented reality.
Yeah.
And just for those, and it may seem a bit basic, but just to distinguish the difference between augmented reality and virtual reality, augmented reality is a layer of technology that sits over the real world. So I could use AR right now to put a lion sitting beside you in this studio. But if we go into virtual reality, we have to have headsets on and we could be sitting in the Bahamas right now rather than a cold Disney.
I know what I prefer. Is it genuinely beneficial though, or is it a gimmick? As in, is it just innovation for innovation's sake?
It depends on the industry and indeed the case in question. If you look at the medical field, for example, or if you look at the training that pilots do, technology is incredibly beneficial because it means that, and VR in particular is incredibly beneficial. I've spoken to people who are doing labs in VR. They're getting that sensation, that experience of responding to a horrific collision where there's an awful lot going on.
Wearing a headset.
You're getting the sounds, you're getting the sensations, you're getting the experiences, you're seeing the comings and goings. So from a training point of view, it is incredibly beneficial. In the world, as I said, when it comes to pilots, I know a lot of pilots are and have been for quite a while training simulators, and that's going to become easier now with the likes of VR. There are those, of course, who are creating virtual experiences and they're a load of nothing. It's just to say that they have one rather than it is actually beneficial. The thing that I'm most curious about, though, is when Mark Zuckerberg unveiled Meta as being Meta and no longer Facebook.
2021.
Exactly.
Seems a long time ago.
He did so in a video, in a pre-recorded video that showed him interacting in the metaverse. And the, I suppose, sales pitch was that rather than sitting on a call, a Teams call or a Zoom call where you're in your kitchen, I'm in my living room, we could all be in this one virtual space together.
Yeah. It hasn't really planned out as quickly as, I mean, he's pumped billions into this. Where does it go from here? Now, apart from this metaverse, where does it go in the real world, in the workspace?
I think we're going to see more more and more of it being utilized for training and for planning and in construction in particular. I think it is an absolute no-brainer for that to be there. The other area where we're going to see it, and I'd say the majority of people listening this morning will encounter it, is in the world of sport. So, for example,
as if you're pitch side?
As if you're pitch side, or you can pick your seat, or you could change your vantage point. If you look at the NFL, for example, now, they have drone cameras, they have side of pitch cameras. You will be able to put a VR headset on, buy a virtual ticket, and select the angle that you want to see. And that, to me, is going to be the gateway drug for VR for the masses.
So watch this space in terms of Sky. And who is leading the charge on the device front?
So from a consumer point of view, we mentioned Meta there with their Quest. Apple obviously launched their Vision Pro.
$3,500.
It's a lot of money. And there's also not enough use cases for it as of yet. The biggest example for me, again, to go back to the world of gaming, is the PSVR 2. They are absolutely killing it and the content is there. But again, in 6 months' time, there could be another play game.
And that was News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. And apologies for the glitching there on that tape. She also presents the Tech Talk podcast, which goes out at 5 p.m. on Saturdays and whenever you get your podcast.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.